Fellow radio host Mark Davis penned a column about Wendy Davis and her Woe Is Me book she is out promoting as opposed to campaigning. As with every book of its type and timing, from Democrats and Republicans alike, every word is intended to make every reader think better of her. That means there's no story told that she does not want told, no event framed in any manner other than as a willing acknowledgement, Mark Davis wrote. That includes her abortion stories, which are attracting reactions she had to know were coming. Pointing out that all she's doing is reminding voters of why she's on the scene to begin with, being an advocate for late-term abortion, one wonders why she'd reassert this issue close to the election when it polls so poorly in Texas. Mark Davis postulates that Wendy is trying to leapfrog the actual abortion issue and turn it into voters having personal sympathy for her. I believe Wendy Davis wants the sympathy of maternal loss, as if her unborn daughter were hit by a car. She wasn't. And her interpretation of the baby's movement signaling to her sufficient pain to justify hastening the abortion? That's just a ghoulish bridge too far, wrote Mark Davis. The column does a fine job discussing the issue in a caring and comparative manner, but it leaves out this point. This move is consistent for Wendy Davis, as most support for abortion seems to be based on the idea that the simple convenience of the woman has greater weight than the life of an innocent baby. With that type of gruesome reasoning, why not use one's own chosen abortions to gain sympathy from voters? I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas at 5 p.m.